Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. What does wooden furniture, wooden doors, and flooring have to do with pangolins, the world's most poached mammal? And what does the African giant pouched rat have to do with either one of them? Relative to the furniture, we have the illegal shipment of the hardwood used to make those products in other parts of the world. The pangolin is poached for its body parts. Why are these two paired together? It could be for convenience, but in the overall scale of things, when you destroy an environment by harvesting already limited supplies of trees, you also undermine the survival of the animals that live within those environments. Without the environment, the animals are reduced to being little more than zoo populations or curiosities. So if you want to address the whole problem, you have to address environment and the animals. Where does the African giant pouched rat fit in? That incredible little critter is part of a pilot study to determine the animal's ability to sniff out illegal shipments of hardwoods and pangolin body parts in containers in large shipping ports on the African coast. The African giant pouched rat has already proven its considerable scenting ability. In previous studies, the animals have been able to detect early signs of tuberculosis in people. In this new pilot study, they have the advantage of being native to sub-Saharan Africa. This is a tremendous advantage for service animals of any type. They're already familiar with the ambient sound, scents, motion, and climate of that particular part of the world. So they won't need to play catch-up in that regard, the way trained animals brought in from another part of the world would have to do. Additionally, they're small. They only grow to 3 feet of length. Relative to moving through large containers that contain hundreds, if not thousands, of boxes, they're much more agile, and they're much faster than any dog could be. They're also relatively inexpensive to feed, house, and train, and they're intelligent and calm. So all in all, I'm going to be interested to see what happens with this study. Currently, the initial work is being done in the laboratory to determine which chemical compounds in the hardwoods and pangolin parts would be the most reliable detectors for the giant rats to detect. That will take time. Once those are discerned, then the rats have to be trained to distinguish those particular compounds from all of the millions they'll encounter in a container environment. And then they'll get a real-life test. I wish them well. I wish them well for the sake of the vanishing hardwood forests and the animals who live in them. And I wish them safe for themselves. All in all, they're amazing little animals. And we should be grateful that at least some of them are willing and able to do a job that no human could.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.